Thank you for tuning in to IGH 260, a one chapter per week, 260 week, 5 year long study of the New Testament. Today's broadcast, lesson number 5 of week number 10, studying Matthew chapter 10. As we begin, these reminders. Our programs air thousands of times each month, but they do not air continuously everywhere. If you would like that kind of full-time, unlimited access to all of our materials, then we encourage you to go to internationalgospelhour.com and click on the free menu. At that page, you will find links to our newsletter, our video series, Christ Obeyed, What About Me?, our audio series, The Big Questions, links to download the book, Victory in Jesus, links to Bible reading schedules, links to take our free, self-paced online Bible study, and links to all of our IGH 260 broadcasts. On every page at our website, you will find our toll-free number, 1-855-IGH-6988, links to our contact and survey forms, and links to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube pages. Finally, if you prefer to study God's Word by mail rather than online, call that toll-free number 1-855-IGH-6988 to receive our free 30-lesson Bible study series. You can also request that series by using the contact form at the website internationalgospelhour.com. Let's get into a study of God's Word, Matthew chapter 10. In our last broadcast, we examined what's often called the limited commission, as Jesus sent the apostles to the lost sheep of Israel. Here are two key principles that we learned in that lesson. First, the apostles were to rely on the Lord and the hospitality from the cities and the houses that they traveled to, rather than on their own resources. Second, because the Lord freely provided everything to them, they were to freely give to others. That applied specifically to the Lord's power that was given to the 12 so that they could heal, cleanse, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Third, taking up where we left off, we add this foundational principle to Jesus' instructions to the apostles. The principle that lay behind all of these directives was this: a worker is worthy of his food. If you are to feed the ox that treads the grain, a practice that gives rise to this specific principle, a worker is worthy of his hire, then you, the apostles in this context, then you have the right to be supported on this mission. Paul twice referred to the feeding the ox that treads the grain principle in order to show that those who labor spiritually in God's kingdom have a right to be supported financially. You see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting in verse 9, and again in 1 Timothy chapter 5, starting in verse 18. As we continue our study of Matthew 10, note that Jesus, as he sent the apostles out on this limited commission to the house of Israel, that he gave them specific protocols, specific rules of conduct that they were to follow when entering cities and houses. That starts in chapter 10, verses 11 and following. Concerning cities, Jesus said, "When you enter, ask who in it is worthy, then stay with them." Verse 11. Concerning houses, "When you enter a household, bring greetings." Verse 12. "If it's worthy, bring peace." Verse 13. "If it's not worthy, keep your peace." Also verse 13. "If you are not received," that is, if no one shows hospitality to you, "then leave that house or that city and shake off the dust from your feet." Verse 14. "And know that God will judge them." Verse 15. Hospitality was considered both a virtue and an obligation in ancient Judaism. When Abraham's oldest servant traveled to Abraham's homeland, he was providentially cared for through the hospitality that was offered by Abraham's relatives. When those relatives learned who this servant was, they immediately opened their home to him. Genesis 24, starting in verse 1. Israel, the nation, was instructed to entreat rather than mistreat strangers. In Exodus 22, verse 21, and again in Leviticus 19, starting in verse 33. They were to do so remembering that they were strangers in the land of Egypt, Deuteronomy 10, verse 19. Rather than fully harvesting their fields, Israel was taught to leave grain and to leave grapes behind in order to provide for the poor and for strangers, Leviticus 19:10. As God had provided for Israel, Israel was expected to provide for others. Those Old Testament principles were not just Old Testament principles. They were divine truths that always guided God's people as they treated and as they showed hospitality to others, Luke chapter 14, verses 12 and following, and as they showed hospitality to one another, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 9. Jesus' own life extended and exemplified the Old Testament practice of hospitality. It's not at all surprising, then, that Jesus would direct his disciples, including the apostles in this setting, to live as he lived by showing compassion and hospitality to all. What identified and what characterized Jesus also identified and characterized his kingdom disciples. A final thought about the apostles' lack of preparation, divinely directed lack of preparation for this limited commission, and the hospitality that Jesus said would sustain them. What Jesus expected the apostles to do, preach the gospel and heal, cleanse, raise, and cast out, and what Jesus did not expect the apostles to do, prepare for their journey, appears to be rooted in what Jesus already taught in the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus taught his disciples, not just the apostles in that setting, not to worry about food, clothing, and other necessities of life. We see that summarized in this text. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Immediately afterward, Jesus used the birds of the air and the flowers of the field as illustrations to reinforce this principle. God takes care of birds and flowers. You are more important than both, so God will certainly care for you. An abbreviated form of that teaching can be found in this immediate context. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. That's Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. What we read in Matthew 6:25 appears to be a corollary principle, one secondary to a greater principle that we find at the end of that chapter. That greater, or that primary principle, was this: but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. That's Matthew 6, 33 and 34. If you seek God's righteousness first, all these things, in this context referring to the physical necessities of life, all these things will be taken care of. In Matthew chapter 10, those two principles, the primary principle, seek first and God will provide, and the corollary principle, God cares for lesser things like birds and flowers, therefore he cares for you, those two principles come into play as follows. If you go to the lost house of Israel, taking nothing along the way, because you are, on this limited commission, putting God's kingdom first, you will be taken care of. There's an interesting shift between the practical day-to-day application of these principles as they are presented in Matthew chapter 6 and the way that they are applied in Matthew chapter 10. In Matthew chapter 6, the things of the world are usually understood to be taken care of providentially and not miraculously. That same principle applies in Matthew chapter 10, but with this twist. The providential care of God would come through the hospitality of others. Though Matthew chapter 6 does not address how God's providential care would meet the physical needs of life, like food and clothing, it could, of course, have been fulfilled through the hospitality of others. the significant difference between the two contexts, Matthew chapter 10 provides a concrete example through the limited commission of how this could and would happen. Spiritually minded people, even those who may not be exactly where God wants them to be, would meet the needs of the apostles on their journey. The first part of Matthew chapter 10 contains mostly positive teachings. Jesus called the 12 disciples, the apostles, to himself. Jesus gave them power to duplicate the miraculous healings that characterized his own ministry. Jesus gave them specific directions about where they were to go. Jesus told them that they would be provided for, specifically by means of the reception and the hospitality that the apostles would experience from the people that they would meet in cities and households as they traveled. But, starting in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, the text takes a decided turn towards warnings and concerns, seriously negative consequences that the apostles would encounter as they fulfilled their mission of preaching and healing. Even before Jesus details these warnings, he used the word behold. That word, an interjection, a term used to catch the attention of the apostles, was intended to prompt them to give closer consideration to what Jesus was about to say. It served as an indication of the serious nature of what was to follow. The 12 would become spiritually, and in some cases physically, pray for those who opposed what they taught. Jesus put it this way, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Chapter 10, verse 16. To face this type of persecution, Jesus commanded the apostles to be wise. Also chapter 10, verse 16. In the next verse, chapter 10, verse 17, the apostles would be delivered up to councils and scourged, meaning flogged or whipped, in synagogues. The term council, from the original term Sanhedrin, could apply to local governing boards as well as to the high council in Jerusalem. The latter, usually identifiable in context by including references to its members, the chief priests and the elders, probably does not apply in this setting. As the apostles were traveling from city to city, principally in Galilee, they most likely would not have been taken before the Sanhedrin. In our next broadcast, we will take up at this point and continue our study of Matthew chapter 10. This reminder as we close, let me encourage you to consider enrolling in our completely free, self-paced online Bible study. To get started, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org or click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. We hope that you can join us as we study God's Word together in our next broadcast.